It's time to stop telling us what to eat. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Last week's issue of Time magazine had a shocking cover about a story far more important to national security than anything going on in Iraq. The headline was simply, "Eat Butter." The article basically said that we've been hoodwinked, tricked into thinking fat was making us fat. You can see why we might think that. But it turns out researchers have known since 2010 that the link between how much fat you eat and how fat you get isn't as direct as we thought. The real enemy, as it turns out, is the fear of fat. The article quotes Dr. Robert Lustig, who has for years been warning that the food industry, in its quest to make appealing non-fat foods, has basically started adding sugar to everything they get their hands on.
Tomato sauce, barbecue sauce, ketchup, hamburger buns, hamburger meat. So when people say they don't eat sugar, they lie.
So we have more non-fat foods than ever, and at the same time, more obesity and type 2 diabetes than ever. Food pyramids, diets, school lunch reform, even vegetable jingles.
Broccoli, celery.
They've all been a colossal failure. Crusaders like Dr. Lustig have been arguing that the only thing that would make any real difference at this point would be to regulate sugar like any other addictive substance.
Sugar meets all the criteria that alcohol does for regulation.
And as we all know, that's about as likely as a $25 minimum wage. So why spend another dime trying to get people to save themselves when they obviously don't want to? Let us eat what we want. And with any luck, in a few years, researchers will discover that sugar is a vitamin. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.